Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Always a pleasure to have you. Well, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do there as well, and I really do appreciate the time that you hang out with us. You know, I appreciate the time that you know, whatever you've got going on, I know there's other things you could be doing. I know there's other people, you know, again, that you could be listening to, and you've chosen this show, which, thank you. I appreciate it more than you know. All right, so I was going to say, let's get at it, like we have. And Alfonso Rachel is going to join me after the first break. Again, a lot going on, a lot to pay attention to. Fauci's out there doing damage control, I guess, you know. It just, and again, it's just amazing to me that they're letting him get away with it. Well, I guess they have to let him do it, so it's just not amazing to me, right? I mean, when you look at what's going on around us, seriously, Fauci, everybody wants, you know, they want the expert to tell them what to do, how to do, where to do, and when to do. But that's got to go. You know, you got to do your own homework. I've talked to so many people just today. It was kind of weird. Talking to a lot of people about this. Someone kind of looked at me weird when I said, no, I'm not getting the vaccination. All right? I mean, call it what you want. I mean, some of you get upset with me and you write me an email and say, it's not a vax. Don't you know? Stop. I'm not going to read them all. I don't do all of that. I don't care if it's pure saline or mud. I'm not doing it. Not enough testing time, not enough proof. I'm not a big vaxxer to begin with. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I'm not a vaxxer to begin with. I mean, seriously, enough. You know, with everything that's going on, you know what the big news in the paper has been? In the paper, listen to me. On the interweb thing? Guess who's dating again? Ben Affleck and J-Lo. Why do we care? No, serious. Right? Think about it. The other thing coming up this weekend, which I just find amazing. I don't care a whole bunch. Have you guys heard a whole bunch of talk about D-Day? Anybody? Because, honestly, sincerely, this Sunday is going to mark the 77th anniversary. And it was a pivotal point in World War II, was it not? And, you know, British, Canadian, English, American. I guess the British would be the English, right? They stormed the beaches of Normandy to help liberate Europe. You know, the white supremacist country, you know what I'm saying? Can you imagine today if it was going on? What the millennials and the cancel culture we doing now? Oh, I can't do that. You know, they had to look at all the people they've had in the past. They're white folks. That's right. They're the people that had slavery. We shouldn't free them. They deserve it. Like, stop. Just stop it. I'm going to go back to blaming you parents. Those whiny, sniveling little kids, they're yours. You raised them. And some of you sent them to those real expensive schools so they can be taught how to not be conservatives anymore. Good job.
I'm having way too much fun. Can you tell?
You got to discuss the importance of the anniversary. You really do. Sit down with you. If nobody else is doing it for them, sit down with them and talk with them. Right? So, because you know the schools aren't going to do it. They're not. Now, if you know somebody, I mean, it's 77 years ago, chances are a lot of them aren't around. No, really, seriously. Maybe you could share. I mean, try to find ways that we can share information with our kids. Get them the real information. Maybe, I don't know, find a picture of your uncle, your grandfather, maybe who was in the war, maybe went out on D-Day. Explain to them what took place that day. Explain to them what sacrifice was made. Do you understand that when those soldiers, when you talk to some of these guys that were interviewed over the years, when those soldiers from Canada, England, Europe, the U.S., when they went to the beach to fight that day, when they got on our ships that day, they were pretty much understanding they weren't coming back. That the chances were really, really good they were not coming back. I'd like to know how many of our young folks, and I'm not picking on them necessarily, but I want you to think about it. How many of them have the stomach to get involved in the fight like that? Right? I'm curious. I don't think many. I think that sometimes they see this as a video game. Right? They had a lot of fun. They had the video game. They shot them up. They did bang bang with it. But the reality of what's going down, that this is the end. Or this could be the end. Right? I just saw an article that said that there were 325,000 World War II veterans still hanging out. Over 16 million served. Joe Messina, your host. Alfonso Racel joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Please answer the question.
Real Guy with Joe McKean, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always the same thing. Get involved, get engaged. You know, if you're tired of hearing it, do something about it. And when you do something about it, you go out and do it. Now listen, you know, for those who have ears to hear, if you've already done something, don't write me an email and tell me what you're doing. I got it. You've done it. You don't have to feel bad about it. Cool. It's great. I'm talking to the ones that are still sitting there trying to figure out what to do. And you'd be surprised at how easy it is to get involved in a campaign of some kind, whether it's political or something going on in your city or you know, something stupid. Well, I won't say stupid, but, you know, making sure that they keep Christ in Christmas. I know it's only June, but if you watch Hallmark, it's Christmas in July, which I don't get, you know. It really screws up the internal clock. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. You already know who's coming on, right? Do I even have to introduce him anymore? Fellowship Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zo. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and the Zo Loft. Yeah, I'd hold up my mug, but I can't find it. So, what's up?
right, man. Ah, well, the fever is up, man, and this I'm waiting for that bad boy to break.
The fever? What fever? What are you talking about? Isn't that's a song, isn't it?
Oh, boogie man, okay, you're going to take me back to the disco days. Yeah,
boogie fever, right?
Night fever.
Oh, my God.
Now we got COVID fever, and we got SJW right, yeah. fever, yeah. And we got BLM fever. Man, we got some hemorrhoids.
Hey, what do you think about, we're now flying BLM flags across the planet at every embassy of the United States because we're woke or something. I have no idea.
Woke zombies. It doesn't, man. It's like they got those flags, and we had the rainbow flag flying on it.
Right?
It was, he had the Catholic Church putting that up. It's like, man, it's not helping nothing. It's not helping a dang thing.
No, and all this, I don't know if you heard this, but California is now put a reparations panel together. Okay, they're going for this. Actually, I think they passed a law 2 years ago or something like that, and they have to have reparations put in place by 2023. So they put the whole whole committee together, and for one, it's all black folk. Okay, so I'm sure it'll be really good there. The AG, the current AG of California, used to be an assemblywoman who actually put that bill on the table. So now she's in charge of implementing the bill that she put on the table. And when somebody asked her flat out, where is this going to get you? What are you doing? She says, well, it's California. We have the resources, and because we can do it, we should do it. And if I was somebody, I would have held up the California Constitution. I would have said, hey, yo, lady, you see what this says here? We are not a slavery state. Slavery is illegal in the state of California as we form it. And the only slaves of the early days of California were who? Asians.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, Democrats, they've always had this issue with that, and going all the way back to the Anti-Cooley Act that they put in themselves, because they didn't want them Chinese folks having white people jobs. They were mad about the Chinese people having this. Democrats all the time. And so we got reparations, man. Okay, so Democrats are still trying to stoke black folks to think that they still need 40 acres and a mule, and it would be great if Republicans. And Republicans, if you're out there, you're Republican voter, you need to be getting this church. It's June, dang it. We need to take back June. You let the Democrats have June, disgrace June, turn it into Gay Pride Month and stuff like that. Another thing that they push black folks aside on, this Democrats keep doing this. But as far as the reparations go, if black folks are so concerned about reparations, why do they keep being so loyal to Democrats? It was Democrats who denied black folks reparations. That was Democrats who did that. Tecumseh Sherman, it's like, hey, I'm going to put together special field order number 15, and we're going to go ahead and get 40 acres and a mule to these black folks. Lincoln approved it, and then Lincoln got shot. And then his VP, who was a Democrat, took over and denied and rejected 40 acres and a mule.
I don't know. This must be 1619 history or something. I don't know, man. I know.
It's kind of hard to go. But, here's the thing. So, black folks, if you guys really want your if you want your mule, you need to go see the Democrats. They even have a party symbol to let you know where to go. Okay? So you can get your reparations and quit trying to hold. I mean, you had, as far as reparations go, if you really want to hold some people responsible, not only would the Democrats be responsible, how about holding all the black folks in Africa who sold black folks into slavery and sent them all over, pretty much all over the planet? Haiti, Cuba, South America, the French Quarter that had ties and all that sort of stuff. So there's a lot of people to blame, not just white America, which is really late to the game as far as slavery goes. So there's a lot of other people that blacks could be looking for to reparations, starting with the Democrat Party.
Oh, listen, you have taught me a lot in the time you've been on the show. And, when it comes to systemic racism, the reality is, yes, this systemic racism, it's perpetuated by the Democrats.
Yes.
With everything that they do. And again, how I feel. I'm going to do a pro-Juneteenth campaign. I may start my own Juneteenth parade and make sure that every accomplishment of the Democrats or the black community will be touted at the parade. I may only get one, but I'm going to do it good. So,
make sure you have that float. Maybe you have that paper mache float of the KKK. Make sure you have that float and let everybody know that this is your Democrat Party. If you like making, you could call it the Klan Bake float.
Yeah, I like that. There you go. That's right, the Klan Bake. And you know, we'll have them with the big D's on their chests. There'll be crosses on fire on the thing there, you know, with the Klan in the middle of it. So it'd be really, really, I mean, this is how ridiculous we have to get to drive a point home. Now, they would all be, you know, can you imagine all the people would be offended? Oh, no, you can't do that. That's their, why? It's truth.
Yes.
It is truth. Jim,
that's very
Jim Crow laws were not put in place by the Republicans. Anybody home?
Yes. But unfortunately, you know, the narrative has been put out there for a long time that the parties have switched sides, which is total BS. It's like even one of the icons of the left wing, and Malcolm X wasn't a left winger per se. He didn't like anybody, but he wasn't really a left winger. How can they say that the parties have switched sides when Malcolm X, before the so-called party switch, was calling black? He called black folks. He said, look, you vote Democrat, you are a political chump and a traitor to your race. This was before the so-called party trip. So what was the excuse then? You know, so, but it's...
When did the... I want to know something. There have been plenty of dates run around. Jimmy Carter, I mean, next to Joe Biden, right? The two of them were the biggest racists on the planet. Jimmy Carter, it's well known, when he was a school board member, would not allocate the funds to build a black high school because it was on the same side of the street as a white high school, and they might bump into each other. He actually said that. They might bump into each other, right? And yet... So if the party switched, was he a Republican that switched to Democrat? And when did that actually happen? And I'm so confused. I need to go have another drink or hit off the crap or something. I don't know what to do. Be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
That says white or black or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You need to present it differently.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A fourth round of negotiations is set for Friday as President Biden and Senate Republicans try to find common ground on an infrastructure bill. Republicans are saying absolutely no to raising the corporate tax rate, so President Biden is now offering a 15% minimum company rate to stop many larger corporations from paying nothing at all in taxes.
This should be completely acceptable to a number of Republicans.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She also said the president has gone far beyond halfway to reach an agreement with the Republicans. The FBI is investigating Postmaster General Louis DeJoy over an alleged private sector campaign finance scheme. He allegedly pressured employees to donate to Republican candidates and reimbursed them through bonuses when he was leading North Carolina-based New Breed Logistics from 2000 to 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 83-86-25.
It's driven spiritually.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. And that's how you become part of the solution, through conversation. Don't take for granted how somebody thinks. Even if you're friends or your enemies, whatever it is, don't take for granted how somebody thinks. Talk to them about it. Try to reach out to them. Now, I'm a believer in actions. I believe that... You know, I give a real ugly example of people saying one thing and doing something else. But the bottom line with it is that you've got to interact with people to get an idea of where they're coming from. And maybe, I'm not saying you will, but maybe you just might turn somebody. You never know. You might not turn them right away. I've had people call me years after we've had conversations and other people have sown into their lives. And they turn around and go, between you, so-and-so, and so-and-so, I understand now. We've become an instant society. You want to show up in the window and say, okay, John, I want you to do this, this, and this. When John doesn't do it, you get upset because you used to get a hamburger in 30 seconds. It doesn't work that way. Not real life, anyhow. Maybe your life does. Not mine. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzito, your host. Always a pleasure. Alfonso Rachel joins me. Love having him on the show with me. He is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. Always a good time with you, dude.
Likewise, man. It's party.
So let me. I may start outing these people, but then I wouldn't get so many fun emails. Is a white guy calling a black guy bro? Is that bad?
It shouldn't be.
I didn't think so either.
Right. This isn't as the news in the news is offensive, is it? Did somebody come out and wants to have a lawsuit because a white dude called a black dude bro? Are we there?
I've only got a couple of emails where somebody says, you know, it's not quite right to call, a white guy calling a black guy bro. Because, like the bro thing, the brother thing is always a black. No, he's my brother in Christ. I can call him bro.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm calling a black woman sis, probably because she's my sister in Christ. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, I got Sonia Schmidt is on with me on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Right? I call her sister. I'm not doing the old 70s sister thing. She's my sister in Christ.
Yes. Right? Well, you know, we have these slang and cultural appropriations that we're not supposed
to do. I like
that.
That's good.
But here's the thing. Okay, so let me get this straight. It's offensive for a white person. I mean, and it doesn't surprise me if this is a thing that's going on in the news, right? It doesn't surprise me because this stuff is ridiculous. But if a white person is calling a black person bro, doesn't that conflict with the whole movement of not, like, say, for instance, with Coke? Hey, white people, can you stop? Can you start being less white? It's okay. Okay, I'll be less white. I'll use the term bro. You can't use the term bro. It's like, wait a minute.
You're right, though. You're so, it's like, that's why I always tell you, I'm saying, I don't know what to do. You know, it's almost like you're petrified. You've been, you know, can I say this? Can I say that? Can I speak? So I just got to the point where, you know me, I don't care.
Yeah.
Right? You take it the wrong way, not my headache.
Right. It's like, it's your problem. I ain't going to let you make your problems my problems. And, yeah, it's a point of, you know, and I know, like, a lot of white people, you know, particularly on the conservative side, or who really don't even care about, you know, what liberals have to think about this, or just they're not on that frequency. But, yeah, they are definitely tired of this. And what Democrats are trying to do is that they're trying to get a response. You know, and I'm trying to, and for conservatives, be careful. Don't fall into the liberals' trap. And too many conservatives, they do this all the time. The Democrats, they're masterful at laying these traps. And too many conservatives are going for it. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get a response. They're trying to get conservatives to not care. Trying to get them frustrated. Trying to get them irritated. And then they can use those things to say, see, look, if they're a racist, they have no tolerance for black people. They don't care. They don't care about black folks. And they don't care about any other race except for themselves. And they're all a bunch of... And that's what the Democrats are trying to do. And before conservatives, you know, respond or have a knee-jerk response, they have to just, one, pray, right, that this response is going to be correct and that it has there should be a strategy to their response. And one last point, you know, we don't want to cast our pearls before pigs, right? Give people an opportunity. It's like we're supposed to get out there, be salt and light. We're supposed to spread the seed. You know, try to edify people where we can. If they prove to be a pig, don't let that pig drag you into the mud with them. Step off. Let the next wave come in and impart that truth. But you don't have to waste your time with these people and let them make you crazy and then say, see, racist.
No. And, you know, a friend of mine, we have a large Democrat contingent in my area, and they're all over Facebook. And they kind of backed off after a while with me. And a friend of mine who is part of their party, for whatever reason, I don't know, but he said, you don't care. They're not getting a rise out of you. That's the problem. And I think that's what happened to your point. I mean, we spin around and start, you know, fighting back with them. I just throw one truth bomb in and go, okay, have a nice day. You guys can chew amongst yourselves on that one. And they do, to show you how rabid they are, and they don't even listen to each other. You could throw a truth bomb in there, and they start chewing on each other.
Yeah.
Right. In one of their little Facebook wonderful pages, I hopped in and I said, "You guys are gooing over this Harris lady. Nobody wanted her. She came in dead last. You know, Joey B's got something wrong between the ears to choose somebody that his own party didn't want."
Right? Yeah. Yeah. What was her? It's sad, man. Like, what was her appeal to black folks? She smoked some weed in college. That's really embarrassing, man. It's like, considering her prosecution record, she wasn't a friend to black people. Democrats are just, they're just not friends to black people in general. But she's definitely no champion. And her appeal to show that she's authentically black is going on the Breakfast Club and disclosing that she used to smoke some weed while listening to Snoopoc, you know, because she was listening to Snoop and Tupac. This is while she was in college, and their breakthrough albums hadn't even come out yet. But she's talking about how she was getting high. It's like, were you smoking that time traveler weed or something like that?
They lie like we breathe oxygen, don't they?
Yeah. That's right.
It's a head scratcher. It's going, hi, are your people that ignorant that they don't know that? You know, subtleties like that? And if I was a black guy sitting here listening to her giggle about smoking weed, and yet she'd lock people up for doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Oh, God. See, you're making me nuts. Anyway, it's not a far drive. Back to the reparations, okay? You know, we were talking during the break, and our people have gotten so far away from Christian principles. You know, I was talking to somebody, you know, I'm doing this biblical citizenship class on Saturdays, and we were talking about, you know, do you know where our founding fathers really wanted us to be when it came to public education? What book they wanted us taught from? What principles they want taught? The Bible. They allocated money for the Bible to be printed and taught in public schools. Today, if you bring it on the ground, you can get in trouble. how far we've swapped because we don't stand on biblical principle. Same thing with reparations. The Bible's got a lot to say about reparations, don't it?
Yes, it does, man. Yes, it does. It's, you know, especially when you have, you know, and blacks tend to the, much of the black community prides itself on being a very God-fearing culture. And how is it that despite this God-fearing culture, we can miss the word of God when it comes to reparations? So when you got Israel, who were slaves in Egypt for hundreds of years, you know, same thing to black folks. We've been slaves for hundreds of years, slaves in America for hundreds of years. Okay, well, Israel was the same thing. Slaves in Egypt. Okay, so here comes God, and God's like, okay, we're up out of here. And matter of fact, now this is God. God himself, through Moses, is going to have the Israelites leave Egypt. And when they left Egypt, they left with the wealth of Egypt. They got reparations. They left with the wealth of Egypt. So before then, the Egyptians were just giving them their stuff. Yes, yes, no more than plagues. Here, take this stuff and get your behind out of Egypt, right? So the Israelites left with the wealth of Egypt, and they still weren't happy. Even with leaving with the wealth of Egypt, reparations, what happened? We want to go back to Egypt so we can have free fish. They would have rather have been slaves in Egypt eating free fish than to go have the freedom with God himself. Now, when you got a lot of the black community, more of the black community, who is given over to the idea that the original Hebrews were black, and you got the black Hebrews or the black Israelites culturally appropriating Hebrew history, then you should be able to make the connection that the same way that the black Hebrews, if they were supposedly black, were not satisfied with their reparations given by God himself with the wealth of Egypt, what makes y'all think that reparations are going to please y'all today? It ain't. It's an empty pursuit.
So you just validated something I've been saying for a long time, and some of my listeners have let me know they don't agree with me, which is humans, we want to be taken care of. And the proof is, look at what's happened here. You had the Jews were comfortable, even though they were being whipped, even though they were being put in jail, at least they were taken care of. They had food. They had a roof over their head. And what's the government doing to us today? Same thing. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Jump us in, your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jones here, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-real-joe-855-732-5563. Let's not waste any time. Always have a good time when Joe is on with me. And, you know, again, guys, you can check out. He's going to tell us where to find him. Alfonso Rachel, host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Funny Daddy Bible Study, Zoloft. And you can buy his music. Say something. Where can he get it?
Yeah, and they can get that stuff at bronzeserpentmedia.com. And yeah, the 20-pound sledge, that's my booming brainchild.
20-pound sledge, love it.
20-pound sledge, yes.
Seriously. So, man, we should leave the mic hot during the break. But, you know, we are, you know, I'll get to that in a second. Anyhow, well, listen, I'm trying to find a good place to fit it in. I'll get it in there. But we were talking about the government and how the government, you know, the Bible specifically tells us that God is our sufficiency. We don't look at him to take care of our needs, to take care of us, to help us in our life. But what I've seen is a flip to the point where the government is now our sufficiency. Like I said, I've been saying this for a long time. We have become lazy. Look. One of the biggest health problems in this, or I think it's the biggest or second biggest health problem in this country is what? Obesity. You do not get fat by not having enough food. And even if you do eat a lot, if you're outside working, you're doing something, you're expending some energy, you just don't get fat like that. Now, excluding people who have medical conditions, so I shouldn't have to say that. You know where our heart is coming from here. So, every time I go to the voting booth, every 2 years, 4 years, whatever, the vote isn't for a better government. The vote is for, will I keep my unemployment check? Will I keep my welfare check? Will I still be able to get the government take care of my medical stuff? That's where we've come to. Weren't the so similar to what the Jews had going on there, right? We could be out here in the wilderness, hope God keeps dropping food from the sky, or we can go back where they actually took care of us. Right? I mean, come on, am I that far off?
Not at all, man. And see, the thing is, all this stuff, you know, we keep recycling this thing, but we're in the age, man, where we should know better. We should know better. If we're so woke and we have all this access to information and we can look at history, we shouldn't be repeating these patterns again, man. And, there's even things like, you know, when people don't understand the Bible, when it's talking about these things like how you have to plow and you can't use a donkey and an ox and all that sort of stuff to plow your field and letting the land rest. Well, and speaking of obesity, one of the reasons why we have obesity is because the ground doesn't rest. The ground's not providing the nutrition that it needs. We got frankenfood and GMO food and stuff like that. People trying to add these supplements back in there, and people are wondering why. You know, this is one of the reasons why we have an inflammation problem, because the body doesn't know what to do with this weird food. It's like, dude, this is overprocessed. People think that they're eating natural because they're eating impossible meat, overprocessed vegetable protein to taste like beef. This tranny beef that these people are eating, it's not even real meat. So while they're talking about being natural, and so people, they're getting this junk that they're eating. And I hate working out, man. It bores the crap out of me. And
amen.
I'm trying to exercise, but I always feel like freaking bloated and stuff like that, trying to, you know, manage my weight. But why? Because just the food that we eat, while they're telling people eat natural, good, healthy, organic, natural food is flipping expensive. Not everybody can afford it. You know, right. So people they're left to eat what they can afford, and that stuff, it's hard to work off, Joe. It's, you know, so, but that's what they tell these people. And then tell people that they need health care and they're entitled to health care while they make it where people have to poison themselves with the food that they're able to get.
Health care is a human right. Don't you know that? Haven't you been taught? I mean, I always love that, too. And my Christian brothers and sisters, I always say to them, where does it say that in the Bible? Where does it say, thou shalt seek out the government to take care of you? I haven't found that.
Yeah, it ain't in there, man, because I tell you what, and once again, you know, when we talk about these people who claim to be going to church, it's like, hey, didn't you read? Because you've got Christians out there who believe that that's a Christian thing, that we should have health care, and going along with this wokeism stuff. It's like, man, Jesus didn't tell the state. Jesus had a private health care practice. he was a private health care practitioner, and he didn't tell the state that they had to facilitate people with their health care needs.
No.
You know, not at all. So people didn't study up on that. And all these things that they think, they look at what Jesus did and they think that that's what the state should be doing. Let me help Christians out with this. If you think that the state should be doing what Jesus did, providing food and providing health care and things like that, then you have by default made the state God.
Amen.
Before God.
Amen.
You can't do that. Right? Jesus didn't say anything like that.
Oh, I've only pulled up 100 of them. I used to teach a class that I said, the Bible says it's all about you, all right? And I pulled up 100 scriptures where Jesus says, you go do. You go out and feed. You go out and take care of. You go out and preach. And again, it doesn't say, hey, hang tight on the couch. I got this. It's always this, right? You go out with the authority of Jesus. You go out with the command of Jesus to go out and do. So it's not, you know, people get all wiggy on me and they go, oh, no, then it's you. No, it's not me. It's not me at all. Yes. I sent my son with my paperwork to bring to the lawyer and say, here, go there and tell him I told you to drop this off. He's not doing it on his own. He's doing it because I gave him the authority to go do it and take care of it for me. And that's what Jesus said. You go out and preach, or you go out and feed, and you go out and do. And that doesn't... Maybe I miss a scripture. Is there a scripture that says, you go out and compel the government to take care of the sick while you sit at home and play your video game? Right? Did you find that anywhere?
It ain't in there. Even when the Lord was like raining bread from the sky, he didn't rain bread in their tent. They still had to go get it.
How inconvenient. What was that all about?
Right. It's like, oh, come on, God. Can't you just go to extra mile and just pour it into our tent for us?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But this generation, man, is soft, and that's our fault, man. It's, you know, this, the generation before this one, man, we dropped the ball somewhere. And earlier on, speaking of which, you know, softness with this generation, you were asking about, you're, you know, asking, would this generation have the same kind of integrity and guts to do what happened, like, on D-Day, to be able to understand that, hey, man, you're going to go do this, and it's just a good chance that it's a bad chance that you ain't coming back. Now, would this generation have the same motive? Would they be able to do that? It depends on who the enemy is. That's the factor. Because right now, Joe, we're the enemy. And I think these people are being pushed to a point where if the go signal was dropped, that they would be willing to die to kill us. That's where we're heading.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had the discussion with some of my military friends and said, do you think the military would turn on us? And they said, I do not think rank and file would. But the middle, quote unquote, middle management, if you would, they would, because they've all been replaced by hardcore liberal types that think that we should do what the government wants us to do.
It makes you want. I mean, a lot of people that I've met in the military have been liberals. And we have to, we ask about, like, even with the police officers, when we're looking at the mask, one reason why a lot of people are wearing masks is because, it's going to be enforced by the law. So we got police officers that are making sure that people are wearing their masks. So it's like, wait a minute, are you for us or are you against us? That we could get a citation or we can receive a penalty because we're not wearing our masks. These are police enforcing this. So it makes me wonder, are you guys going to stand with us when the government decides that they're just going to bring the hammer down on us?
Well, it's funny you went down, because we've been talking about the difference between sheriffs and police chiefs, okay? And it's funny because there are sheriffs across the country that are taking a stand of not enforcing any law that they feel is unconstitutional. And some of them aren't enforcing the mask laws. Some, not all.
Okay.
Where some are not enforcing any of the Second Amendment laws that some of the cities and states and what have you put up. Like, wait a minute, I can't enforce that. That's unconstitutional. The beauty with a sheriff is you only want to get the sheriff out is indict and remove, right? Because he was voted in by the people. The problem with a police chief, which is what I tell some of my friends who think they should have their own police department, is that the city council puts in a police chief and can yank him out if they don't like what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be really careful. They have to be really careful about that stuff. All right, we got about 2 minutes left, and I think we should let people know what's coming down the pike.
Your soul food radio hosts.
Even in the Christian community, look around. We've not taught our men how to be fathers, how to be husbands, how to be leaders in a community.
People say that, there's no instructions on how to be a good parent. It's like, yes, there is. There is, too. It's like, we got the Word of God. It's like, you just got to spend some time with it.
So Rachel and Joe Messina, Soul Food Radio, God's Word in black and white.
So the little announcement is here. Zoe and I have so much fun. And actually, you guys, God bless you guys who have emailed me and say, you love the way we talk. Some of you don't love the way we talk about God, but you don't have to listen. It's that simple. So not this Sunday, but next Sunday, we'll give you more detail next week. We are, Zoe has agreed to put up with me for 90 minutes every Sunday to do soul food. Why are we calling it guinea food? I don't get it.
Why do we call it a guinea? Makes me think of guinea pigs. That's not a nice thing to say about it, Italian, man. Come on, man.
Italian food for the soul. I mean, seriously.
No, but because soul, man, soul applies to everybody. Everybody's got soul. Soul is something that's dealt with. Now, if people don't tap into their soul, that's on them.
That's right.
But soul is something for everybody.
So we'll give you specific details next week, but he's agreed, and I think we'll have a good time with it. 90 minutes every Sunday, you can have your dinner or whatever. We kind of put it around that time. So you have your dinner, and you can sit down and relax with a little soul food for dessert, real soul food. So always a pleasure to have you on with me, man. God bless. Thank you for what you're doing. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to talk about the Convention of States coming up in the next hour. Good idea, bad idea? Do you really trust them to get it right? We'll be back in a few minutes.
And that's